Blog Talk Radio.
Come get your blessings here.
Come
get your blessings here.
Come
get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. I know a guy who just giving these away. He hold it down, you ain't even gotta pay. Before they disappear. Come get your blessings here. Frustrated, feeling overstressed. All the bills are due, living in a mess. There is something there that is made for you. Sending praises out, we'll get those blessings through. He gon' hit the shoe. They gon' sing a song and anything will do. Living to the fullest, according to his will. You gon' catch a blessing, it gives all worth a million. And people who's around me will think I'm talking crazy. I wouldn't worry about them, I just keep God's blessings. And I got them over here. So before they disappear,
come get them over here.
Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. I know a guy who's just giving these away. He hold it down.
Me do it. What's up, everybody? Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Welcome to Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe, the Rita Sue Will Show. I am here on this beautiful, wonderful, gorgeous Saturday morning here in Dallas, Texas. It is cloudy outside. It's a little cool, but it's gorgeous. I love it. Listen, everybody, you know what? We have a wonderful show coming up for you today. I promise you, the person who I have on the line, you are going to love him just as much as I do. And I'm telling you, you're going to learn a little something today. You're going to learn some stuff today, and I love learning things, you guys. So listen, kick your shoes off, put your feet up, grab your coffee or mimosa or whatever it is you're going to sip on. And just come right on in, y'all, and enjoy this show. Now, listen, I say this every Saturday, and I got to say it again. Now, if you are looking for a show where we spill everybody's tea, or pour everybody's tea, and for exposing everybody else's dirt and stuff, this is the wrong spot, okay? You're not going to like this show. So y'all can keep on scrolling. Now, if you are here because you want to learn something, you want to encourage our young people, you want to help build up our community, come on in, kick your shoes off, relax, and come on in, take a sip, y'all. Aunt Rita's coming to the cafe. Now, listen, before I get started, I get a little excited, so we're going to kick things off right. Y'all know how I do. I'm a church girl, so we got to kick things off right. Bow your heads and close your eyes, bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And before we go another further, got to say good morning to my mama, y'all, Miss Edna Pimenta. Y'all call her Miss P. Y'all call her Miss P. And she is here with me today. You don't hear her right now, but she's here with me today, y'all. And also, I got to send a shout-out. You know, I say this every Saturday that, you know, the Lord didn't give me girls. He gave me all boys because he knew. He just knew. He knew at that age, just give us some boys because it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work with the girls. But you know what? Those are my four guardian angels. Got to say good morning to them and thank them always for their support. My oldest, Bryce, the producer. My number two son, the musician, the drummer, BJ. The entrepreneur, Brian Williams, owner and operator of Daniel's Digital. So if you need a logo or if you need videography, photography, that's your man right there, Brian Williams, Daniel's Digital. And my youngest, the Sergeant. Williams in the U.S. Army stationed in Hawaii. I love y'all. And guess what? God did give me some daughters, y'all. He did give me some girls. He gave them to me later on because he knew I couldn't handle them when I was too young. But I want to say good morning to them. All of my girls, starting with the eldest, and that is my honey bear. And they call her Angel. Good morning, Angel. Good morning, honey bear. And then, of course, I have my baby bear, Amber. Good morning, baby bear. My honey bun, and that is Tamara. And then I have my sugar bear, that's Esther, love you, dear, and she is having a baby this month. And also my mahogany bear, she's new to the fold. She's Brian's new wife. So good morning, Miss Mahogany Bear, Miss Newlywed. So good morning to them. Good morning to my sisters, Jean, Lisa, and Maura. Y'all are my rock girl. Now listen, everybody, thank y'all for joining in. If you want to call in, if you want to speak with our guest for today, You can go ahead and call in to 515-605-9888. Oh, yeah, y'all, that's my co-host right there. That's Jazzy. Say good morning, Jazzy.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have another little co-host over here. Good morning. Say good morning, TJ.
Good morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are my grandchildren, y'all. They're going to always be my co-host. Listen, that's right. Y'all heard her on last week and him, too. Don't be mad at me because I keep featuring my grandchildren. I could do that. This is my show. That's right. That's right. Anyway, once again, if you want to go ahead and call in and speak to our host or speak to our guest, 515-605-9888. Uh-huh, that's right. Okay, now, without further ado, y'all, we're going to go ahead and get our guest on today. If you did not know, today is Saturday, March 16th. I want to say happy birthday to my children's grandfather, Mr. Bruce Williams. Say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yep. That's for you, Papa. Happy birthday on today. Once again, y'all, we have a wonderful – listen, our show today is titled – the topic is Work Hard, Play Hard. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Somebody going to get mad at me, but it's all right. A lot of people want to play hard, but they haven't worked hard yet. You know what? They got it backwards. You got to work hard before you can play hard, okay? You got to do some work before you can play. A man who doesn't work does not eat. That's, y'all, I told you I'm a church girl. That can't say from the Bible. But I want to bring my guest on this morning, y'all. Let me tell you something. He is, let me say the name of the business. Inside Look Live, y'all. When I tell you, this business right here is all that and a bag of three chips, y'all. I'm just trying to tell y'all that. So this is the deal. They do, you know what? No, let me back up. I'm going to let him tell you what they do. So I want to welcome y'all. Put it up. Give it up for Mr. Jonathan Shaw. Mr. Jonathan Shaw from Inside Look Live, y'all. When I tell y'all, they do so much. Oh, my goodness. From logos, photography, videography, painting. I think they have some books that, what you call those, for businesses who need instructional books. I mean, they do it all.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be quiet. I'm gonna let him tell what he does because I'm gonna mess it up. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Grand Rising. Grand Rising to everybody listening to the show. It's such an honor to be on this with you. You know, that's a blessing, man. I feel so good right now.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad to have you on. Y'all, listen, when I tell you Inside Look Live, repeat, y'all, write that name down, put it in your phone, put it in the memory, Inside Look Live, LLC. Look Live, LLC. I'm not playing. Y'all need to put that in. I'm trying to tell you, and I'm going to tell you why in just a second. So, Jonathan, let me go ahead to the questions now. We have some young people who write into the show. So when we get to that point, we'll have someone who will I'll read a letter written by a young person, and I'll give my opinion. You'll give your opinion. Now, listen, everybody, we're not judgmental on this show, okay? We're going to give our honest but encouraging opinion to try to lead and guide our young people in the right direction, okay? We're not perfect, not by any means, but we'll do the best we can, okay? All right, so once again, Jonathan, thank you for coming on with us this morning with me. I'm so glad to have you on, like, for real. What is, for the people who don't know, what is Inside Look Live LLC?
Okay, so we do so much, right? So to sum up Inside Look Live, right, it's you think it, we create it. Whatever you think, we literally can create. We've built a massive network. So if you thought about making you an ice cream shop, we know people that teach you to make the ice cream. We know how to get the residency for it. No, we've done so much with Angel, obviously. You know, Angel sees a power source within ourselves. You know, so you think it, we create it, from the graphics to the billboards to the ideas, the concept, the infomercials. We do it all. We do it literally all.
Man, y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? Infomercials? So listen, if you have a small business or if you need anything and you're starting a small business or if you need help growing your business, reach out to them. Like he said, they do it all. Okay, let me ask you this. How did it get started? How did Inside Look Live LLC start? How did it all start?
Oh, it started, okay, so I used to be in the military. I'm a veteran myself, right? And And I've got blessed to meet a young lady by name Angel Williams. And I ran this idea by her, and I was like, man, I really want to start a company to where I could take my painting skills and turn it digital. And when I say ever since the day she came in, it has been a wild ride from learning to building and to be able to do what I want and have a power source behind you. You know, you need a powerful woman behind you to keep it rolling.
Right.
So it literally started when I first came, you know, I was in Atlanta. I had a magazine company at one point, and Angel, you know, she just got this thing with her. And, you know, anything she touches, it blossoms and it grows. And it started with my idea. Someone told me no, and she said yes. And we have been kicking ever since. We've been running, what, about 15 years now?
Listen, everybody, for those of you, and unfortunately, there are so many people who lean and depend so much on what they hear and see on social media, and it seems to be this huge battle between men and women, especially African-American men, African-American women, like this huge battle and a huge power struggle between the two. And what you just told us, what you just reminded us, is if we can work together, then that is where the real power lies. There is no power struggle. That's where the real power lies. We'll work with each other.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, man. I know for all you young people out there listening and people wherever y'all listening from, make sure you got a strong black woman behind you. And you really ain't got to stress too much.
Man, love it. Okay, but did you always know you would be an entrepreneur, or did circumstances guide you here? How did that happen?
I didn't always know I was going to be an entrepreneur. I had to, you know, I'm from kind of old school. You know, you work, you get a check.
Uh-huh.
I went to the military and got out of the military and stumbled into a few people that taught me, you know, my value.
Uh-huh.
And once they taught me my value, it was like, well, you mean anything that I create with my mind, I can make money from? And once I learned that, I applied it and never turned back.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm talking about right there. You applied it and never turned back. Okay. Now, once again, you guys, we're conversing with my good friend, my fam. This is Jonathan Shaw with Inside Look Live, LLC. And if you would like to call in and speak with him or just listen, you can call in to 515-605-9888. Again, that's 515-605-9888. Okay, now what is one of your most memorable experiences in all the things that you guys do? What's one of the most memorable things that you've done?
Oh, so one of our most memorable moments, and actually you could kind of contest to this, we got to meet Greg Gillis and a whole bunch of people. Went to his place, and they were putting a movie together, and we got to do a little animation thing to present. And on this day, I had brought all my kids to this meeting. You know, that's not the thing to do, but we did it, and the brother, Greg Gillis, gave me a compliment and said, it wasn't even about just the work. He's like, man, wow, I'm proud you brought your kids to this meeting and still got the work done. You know, and that meant so much to me and Angel because, you know, we want to leave this business back to our kids. Boy, never forget that day. And that's literally because of you. Let's just let the people know. I'll never forget
that.
And what we got going on right now, what we got going on right now is because of moments like that.
That is amazing. And he really is a good guy, Greg Ellis, you guys. And congratulations, shout out to him being named the new defensive coach of the Dallas Cowboys. So congratulations to you, Greg. I pray you have a wonderful season and that all of your hard work pays off. And let me tell you something. Seeing you, and I will say this for those who are listening on a personal note, seeing you and Angel work together, when I tell you it is phenomenal. It really is. You guys do phenomenal work. I mean, it's just compared to none, compared to absolutely no other that I've seen. And you do work well, even with the children, all of that. You guys, you just make it work. And I love seeing that. I love seeing the two of you work together. I love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, so let me just say this now. Does Inside Look Live have any partners?
Okay, so some exciting news, right? So shout out to the MCS Network. We just did a partnership deal with them 2 days ago, right before this interview, right? So I had mentioned infomercials. And yes, so now they're booking the infomercials, the commercials. You know, we're talking $25,000 and above per shoot.
Wow.
You know, and shout out to those young ladies. You know how Oprah has her own network? These young ladies got their own network, and they allowed us to come in, and we sat down, and shout out to the Punch Bowl out here in Dallas, and we made it work, and numbers look good, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful right now.
That is great.
Shout out to
the Logo
Official Partners. I was holding that just to be on this radio.
Outstanding. And listen, I am definitely going to post this interview, you know, just to make sure everybody gives them a shout out. Congratulations on the partnership that you guys have done. Now I have some more questions I want to ask, but before we get there, once again, everybody, we are speaking with Jonathan Shaw with Inside Look Live LLC, and he was just describing, you know, they do it all, you guys. If you have any type of small business in any industry and you need some assistance with either getting started or with growing your business, perhaps. Perhaps you need a little bit of financial literacy. Maybe you need some branding. Reach out to them. I promise you, if they haven't done it already, they will learn how to do it, or they have partners who know how to do it. Whatever it is, reach out to them. If you are looking for some paintings and some drawings, reach out to them. Murals. Oh, right, Jonathan? Murals too, right?
Yes, we did a 4,000-square-foot mural. I did that by myself within 2 weeks in Oklahoma. It's a historic marker.
Yes.
So,
man, that is outstanding. You guys, reach out to them. And once again, if you're just waking up and tuning in to Aunt Rita's Kimza Cafe, you can go. Thank you and welcome. Good morning. And you can call into 515-605-9888 to speak with our dear friend and my fan folk, Jonathan. Y'all, I'm going to brag a little bit. I have a talented family. I'm sorry to have to tell you that, but I do. Okay. I just got to say it.
Yes,
from the elder to the youngest, and Jonathan, you interviewed my granddaughter here before on your show. I want to thank you for doing that because it also helped with her, you know, building her business. And she's still, believe it or not, she's still going. She's still going strong.
She is an inspiration for even the older people. Like, really, she made her own talk show.
Absolutely. And her brother is up, you know, he's got three published books now on Amazon, and he is uploading 10 more this weekend, today. That's going to be 13 books. For 13 published books for a 9-year-old. You know what? I need to look up the Guinness Book of World Records to see if there's another 9-year-old who has published more than 13 books.
I'm pretty sure you might shock yourself because it might not be. It might be an outrage set the record.
I'm going to have to look it up and see if we're going to set a record here because I'm so proud of this young man here and all of you. Y'all, I'm proud of my family. So listen, but I do have some young people who listen to the show. And they write into the show. I'm going to read a letter right now. God bless you, Jazzy. She sneezed, y'all. I'm going to read a letter. Okay. Now this letter is from I won't say the name. Well, she said signed want to be a nurse. Okay.
Okay.
So this young lady, she said, "Dear Aunt Rita, thank you for bringing your show back. You guys, I've been on hiatus for a little while, but I'm back. All right. Thank you for bringing your show back on the air. I have an issue with my parents. I am 17 years old, and I will be graduating from high school this year. The issue is I want to go to nursing school. I want to go to college, and I want to be a nurse. My parents want me to be a doctor, and they say that being a nurse is just a lazy scapegoat from not wanting to do the work that it takes to be a doctor. However, I really do want to be a nurse, and I think it takes a lot to be a nurse. That's my passion. I love helping people. How do I get my parents to understand that being a nurse is not me taking a lazy way out?
Mm. Okay, so I got a little advice for him.
Yes, go ahead. Please sound at this.
Okay, so there's times, times where parents just want, we want the best for our kids. We want them to have the best. We want to push them above, beyond the mark. But as parents, we got to understand, you don't got the rings or the controller or the steering wheel to your child's future. What you should do is kind of encourage them. If she wants to be a nurse, allow her to do that, because while she's learning being a nurse, maybe then she'll jump into being a doctor. But if her passion is there, allow your passion to guide you, because you'll learn so more about yourself than you would ever know. Because when you're happy doing something, you do your best. But when you're forcing yourself to do something that you don't want to do, you really don't do your best. So my advice is, do what makes you happy and do the best that you can. And then when you do that, your parents are going to love you anyway, period.
Right, right. That, very good advice. And mine was on the same along the same lines as Jonathan. And let me just put this out there for parents, all parents who are listening, parents, grandparents, adults. Let me just say this. Number one, in regards to the young lady who wrote the letter about being a nurse is not a scapegoat for being a doctor. Remember this. The doctors do what they do, but after the doctor has done everything that they've done, it's the nurses who nurse you back to health. It's the nurses who change your bandages every day. It's the nurses. I hear you.
Yeah.
So,
no, go ahead.
It's the nurses who nurse you back to health. It's the nurses who changes the bandages every day. The nurses are the ones who are taking your blood pressure, taking your vital signs, giving you your medication. It's the nurses who are, in there helping you to walk again for those who are, you know, having to walk around again, getting out of the hospital. It's the nurses who are coming to the room 24/7, no, round the clock, 24 hours a day, round the clock, making sure that everything is okay. It's the nurses who are with you until you are back to health. Those are the nurses. That's not the doctors. The doctors, they do what they perform the surgery or do whatever they need to do. After the doctor has done what they need to do, it's the nurses who bring you back to health. So it takes more. It's not just being a scapegoat for a doctor. It's actually, if you have a passion for caring for people and taking care of people, that's actually a nurse. That's not a doctor. The doctor is not the one who cares about and takes care of you. The doctor performs their surgery or whatever duty they have to do. And then after that, it's the nurses. You're in the care of the nurses from that point on. So I believe, young lady, young man, if you're listening, perhaps if you maybe write some things down that the nurses do, right? Write some things down that the nurses do, some of the job descriptions of nurses, some of the courses that you have to take to become a nurse. And write down maybe some of the different types of nurses, the LVNs, the RNs, the practitioners. Write those down. Write down the salaries, the bottom salaries and the highest salaries, and all of the different avenues that a nurse can take. And write those down, and maybe have a discussion with your parents and let them see all that it is to become a nurse and to be a great nurse and everything that you can do as a nurse. And perhaps they'll see it a little bit differently, we'll be wishing the best for you, praying for you. And parents, all parents, listen to the children when they say they want to be a nurse. You know, she didn't say I want to be a rapper. She didn't say I want to be a video dancer. She wants to be a nurse.
Man, and that's beautiful. Like, we should honor those moments. You know, now, for young lady, even when I was down range, the nurses was the ones on the front lines with us, making sure we were straight. So I honor this young lady. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's the nurses. It's the nurses who care for us around the clock. Those are the nurses, not the doctors. It's the nurses.
Yeah, come on.
The doctors patch you up, cut you up, sew you back together, and after that, it's all the nurses. All right. So let's get back to the questions now. What are some of your upcoming projects that you can tell us about?
Okay, well, I can tell you, actually, what's so great, today I will be meeting with the owners of DAMM Whiskey today at 2 o'clock. They're doing a tasting. I just did a partnership with them when I'll be a spokesman for those. So I can say that. There is a movie being filmed out here at 3 o'clock here in Dallas. I could say that. And then the partnership with the MTS Network, I can speak on that. I can't speak on some of the things coming up. I'm working on my acting. So some of those I can't speak on.
Right.
To be on the screen, I'll be on that PlayStation pretty soon. So those are the things I can speak on right now.
Outstanding. Okay, now let me ask you this. You talked a little bit about this, and, you know, because I have a lot of young people who listen to it now. Let me just ask this. Now, what are some of the, how did you learn to do all you do? Now, we know that you know some of the skills, but you do a whole lot. Did all that come natural to you, or did you have to learn some of it?
I had to learn. It took someone to tell me no. I'm not going to miss the person's name, but
when
someone tells you no, that's the time when you got to tighten your belt buckle up and start researching. And I started researching, and I found it out that I could take my artwork digitally, and I saw what these people were making versus what I was selling paintings for, and never turned back. sometimes we'll keep information from our people. When you find certain information now, it puts a fuel to the fire, and you go, and you go, and you go. And as you know, I never stop working. So someone told me no, and I took that no and turned it into my own yes. So, yeah, that's it right there. I had to learn. I applied the information, got out the military, and used what I had left, and started learning how to take my artwork and turn it digitally. And we've been selling logos ever since.
Right. Outstanding. And now, let me ask you this. Do you mentor people?
Yes. Shout out to Siegelville Middle School. Matter of fact, shout out to the DISD. I mentor. I speak at the schools. I do private conferences. And I still just pop up on people randomly at a Walmart. Hey, man, something special about you. And they look at me like I'm crazy. And then next thing you know, I learn about their life. You know, I don't always have to speak on the stage to get to the people. I'll catch a person at 7-Eleven, say, hey, man, there's something special about you. You mind talking for a second and, you know, talk for 20 minutes, and I've learned their whole life story. You know, I like to mentor through my life experiences. So, yes, I'm a vital mentor.
That's amazing. I love that. And I love when people say they mentor. You know, not everybody can mentor. You know, just because people own businesses, not everybody can mentor. You know, it does take a special skill and some patience to be able to mentor people. Yeah. So now, what can we expect from LLC, from Inside Look Live LLC in 2024?
2024, I expect to, you know, 10X our business. Let me say that. And I want to start hiring a few young people to work with us that already know digital. They're learning digital. They don't mind writing scripts. I got a script that I'm writing right now, thanks to you encouraging us. I got an offer, and I'll talk to you that offline of here. But, it's just blessings, man. It's blessings on top of blessings. So, you know, and if someone,
that's,
you know, when
amazing.
You get on the clothes, you can't speak on too much.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so now, before we go, now we got about two minutes left. So what, is there anybody you want to give a shout out to?
I want to shout out the Ghost Entertainment. You know, I do live audience shows every Wednesday, and I've been blessed for them to bless me with a deal for the next 7 years where I'll be producing a show every Wednesday, live audience. Shout out to Business DNS. New Horizon Lemonade, man, the list can go on and on and on. MTS Network, you know, and these are all black-owned businesses.
That's what I'm talking about.
The DAMM whiskey. You have to spell it out first, you know.
Right.
It's been an amazing journey, and so much more to come.
That's amazing. Okay, everybody. Like, I know somebody was texted me and asked me about, am I going to talk about the play? Okay, so yes, I have a play coming up on December 14th, where I'm going to present one of my stage plays that I've written. I've written three of them, and one of them I'm going to present. You guys, on December 14th, the tickets are right now on sale on Eventbrite. So if you go to Eventbrite, look up Those Christians Over There by Rita Williams. You'll see that you can buy it. You can purchase a ticket. General admission tickets are $10. VIP tickets are $20. Also, I have sponsorship packages for you. So if anyone wants to help sponsor the play, you can do that. And there are different levels of sponsorship, three levels of sponsorship. And I will put that on my Facebook page as well as, or if you want to, you can just, anybody can DM me, okay? People keep, what about the play? What about the play? Yes, we are doing, I am doing a play. My goodness. And I will say this, Jonathan Shaw is going to be one of the people in the play, y'all. We got him.
Yeah, let's go. I'm ready.
He's being live on the stage, and I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. I'm very excited, and I will admit this. I'm also very, very nervous. I'm always nervous when I get ready to do one of the plays, but I'm also very excited. And so yeah, you guys, listen. Y'all keep looking out. We're going to have some great things coming out. Remember, also, if you're looking for some good reads, okay, I promote this every Saturday. I have five books. I have five published books out. Look on Amazon.com for Rita Suzanne Williams, and you'll see five books out there. Also, my grandson has three books, Travion Williams. His reading book is Midnight Prayers by Travion Williams, and he also has a sketchbook out there and a composition book, and he'll have 10 more books uploaded today. So, hey, you guys, we're doing things. Y'all come on, support small business, support black businesses, support Inside Look Live LLC. How can they reach out to you, Jonathan?
You can reach out to us at Inside Look Live and on Instagram, Break It Down Inside. And you hit the DM there, or you can go to Facebook. You find Angel Williams. Trust me, she's going to be on there.
She catches
every message.
Yes.
And she don't miss it. She don't miss it at all. And really ready to go. If you're ready to work and you're ready to level up, we're the ones you need. So it's up.
That's right. Because, listen, I'm going to contact them later on. Jonathan, I'm going to be contacting your guys later on today, too. Because you know me, I always got an idea. I don't know what it is. The Lord bless me with ADD. And
it's all right.
The Lord bless me with ADD. So I'm telling you, I always got something I want to do. And but yeah, I'll be reaching out to you guys a little bit later. But thank you so much, you guys. We have reached the end of the show. It's only a 30-minute show, but thank you, Jonathan, for coming on in, for being my guest this morning. Inside Look Live LLC. Man, I love it.
I appreciate
you guys,
it.
Yes, absolutely. You guys, small businesses, startup businesses, whatever it is that you need, reach out to them. They can do it all. They can help you. Once again, they can help you promote your business. They can help you get started. They can help with the branding. They do logos. They do videos. They do it all. So reach out to them. Again, that's Inside Look Live, LLC. Now, listen, we'll be back here again next Saturday in our Rita's Crimson Cafe next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m., you guys, right here on KGCLRadio.com. Thank you to my little co-host.
Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here.